理课堂听 class.com。
李阳疯狂英语
，Leon Crazy English。
Hello, my dear friends and English conquerors in China. Welcome to conquer American pronunciation with me and Jim.
Hi, everybody. I'm back again, speaking standard American English. So let me tell you again.Standard pronunciation is extremely important for smooth, efficient, and effective international communication. It's worth your time, your money, and your effort.
You're absolutely right. It's worth your time, your money, and your effort. 请亲爱的朋友们一定要模仿 Jim 老师的这段英文，争取脱口而出，下次吓唬一下杰姆老师。OK， 让我们来开始一起学习纯正的美语发音。亲爱的朋友们，欢迎大家来到第43单元，离成功已经不远了，大家一定要坚持下去。今天为大家介绍的发音是舌后软腭撒娇鼻音，大家只要记住撒娇两个字就可以了。我给大家做一个示范。嗯啊 Jim please
嗯啊
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 怎么听起来有点像猪的声音 Sounds like a pig
Kind of does, doesn't
it? 嗯啊 OK 我们来看看 Jim 老师的一段话
This is a super challenge sound that demands special attention Without this soundYou cannot even say good morning or thank you. Sadly, many Chinese fail to pronounce it correctly. You must master this sound to speak good English. Even the word English contains this sound. Make this potential pronunciation disaster your pronunciation treasure.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. 亲爱的朋友们在开始学习这个发音之前，请大家将 Jim 老师的话脱口而出，你的英语又会前进一大步。我们在开始之前，请 Jim 老师讲一个笑话。Please tell us a joke about your friend.
Okay, yeah, my friend Mike is from New York, and he has a typical New York accent.
Yes.
In fact, I make the joke that he was born in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Right? And moved to Long Island when he was a child.Where he lost his Brooklyn accent and picked up the Long Island accent.
对。
New Yorkers laugh at that because it's the same accent.
Okay.
Okay, it's the same typical New York accent.
New York accent.
Not only did my friend Mike have a strong New York accent, he also had a speech impediment.
What's that?
That's like if you talk like this.
Oh.
Or if you talk like this. You know, that's called a speech impediment.Something that impedes your speech.
对，说话有障碍。
So anyway, the first time I met him was at the company we joined at the same time.
Yes.
We were both new at this company. And I asked him, I said, Mike, what did you do before you came to work for this company? And he said,
I was an English teacher.
What does that mean?
I was an English teacher.
Oh, I was an English teacher. Could you imitate again?
I was an English teacher.
I was an English teacher.
I was an English teacher in Levittown, Long Island.
Oh, yeah. 像这样的一个人还是当英语老师的。
Right. And that's the problem with the New York accent, because we make fun of it. But some very intelligent people have this accent. But you have to talk to them for a while to know they're intelligent.
Oh, 很多这个、非常聪明的、非常有教养的一些人士呢也是讲的纽约口音，但是你要跟他们聊一段时间才能知道他们是有水平的，否则认为可能是乡下的农民。
其实我的朋友 Mike 是个知识分子。
哦，知识分子，但听起来不像知识分子。
That's right, he is an intellectual,
a、yeah.
very, very intelligent man.
对。
But he talks like this, so you don't know it until you talk to him for a while.
你不知道他是知识分子，直到你跟他聊了一段时间才知道他是知识分子。
Are you ready?
部分每日练嘴单词 Number one
感谢，谢意。
Thank.
多么普遍的一个单词，但没有几个中国人能够完全读对。我们来看 Step 1. Listen carefully. 仔细听 Jim 老师的发音。
Thank.
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 为了让大家听得更清楚，我请 Jim 老师唱出来。Sing it.
Thank. Thank. Thank.
Thank.
Is that the most difficult word for Chinese people to pronounce?
Yeah, 这可能是对中国来讲最难发的一个单词了。Okay, step two, repeat. 跟着我和 Jim 老师大声朗读。
Thank.
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 Step three, let's yell together. One, two, three. Thank.
Thank.
Thank.第一个王牌句子，谢天谢地，不再下雨了。
Thank goodness, it stopped raining.
Do you say thank God?
Yeah, we say thank God.
And also say thank goodness.
Yeah, but people who are very religious, people who go to church,
yes,
generally say thank goodness.
Oh, 非常宗教信仰很强的人不说 thank God, 会说 thank goodness. Slowly, one more time.
Thank goodness.It stopped raining.
Quickly.
Thank goodness it stopped raining.
Number two. 谢谢你们听我说。
Thank you for listening.
Slowly.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
Number two, 我最喜欢的单词，征服战胜。
Conquer.
Slowly.
Conquer.
Step one, listen carefully. 仔细欣赏 Jim 老师的纯正美妙发音。
Conquer.
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 Step two, repeat.
Conquer.
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 Step three. Ladies and gentlemen, let's yell together. 将录音机的音量开到最大。One, two, three.
Conquer.
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 第一个句子，只要你去尝试，你一定可以克服你的羞怯。
You can conquer your shyness if you really try.
Slowly.
You can conquer your shyness if you really try.
Jim, I have to tell you that it's extremely difficult to conquer your shyness.
It is, and I know that for a fact because I am shy.
Are you still shy now?
I am shy now, absolutely. But I don't let it stop me.
Oh, Jim 老师是一个 philosopher.是一个哲学家，他说，虽然我很害羞，但是我不让害羞阻止我的前进。
As you know, there's a well-known book called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway.
Wow, 感受恐惧，但是勇往直前。Wow, this is such a great sentence.
Yeah, you see, I figure it this way. In 100 years, we are all going to be...
Dead.
Yeah. There you go. So what does it matter?If I'm shy or if I'm not shy.
Right.
I'm not going to let it interfere with what I want to do in my life.
So deep. Wow, Jim 老师讲了一大段的英文，希望大家能够听懂。总的意思是这样的，他以前非常的害羞，请一个女孩子出去约会都不敢。那么还有他这个羞怯害他很辛苦。那么他突然有一天说，哎呀，我不能再这样度过我的余生了，因为我的生命只有一次，而且呢，我要像演员一样装出来，我就是不害羞。只要你装一段时间以后，你真的就不害羞了。嗯，非常棒，请大家反复听这段录音，我们继续进行我们的学习。
That's right. So don't worry about what other people think of you.
Right.
Number one, they're not thinking of you. They're
right.
thinking of themselves.
Right.
Right. And number two, you don't need anybody's permission to live your life.
So deep. We're going to write down these two sentences. 我们将把这两句话写给大家。 第一句的意思就是说啊，这个不要关心，不要在乎别人怎么看你，其实他们根本不在乎你，他们在乎他们自己。第二个呢， What's the number two? I forgot.
Number two is you don't need anyone's permission,
right,
to live your life.
自己度过你的一生是不需要别人批准的。非常好。 OK, 我们来看看第二句。英语只是小菜一碟，让我们一起征服英语。
English is a piece of cake. Let's conquer English together.
I love this sentence. Slowly, Jim.
English is a piece of cake. Let's conquer English together.
Sing it, please.
English is a piece of cake. Let's conquer English together.
Number three, 一个高考常考单词，忧虑的，不安的。
Anxious,
非常难读。Slowly,
anxious.
Should it be anxious or anxious?
Yeah, it should be anxious, yes, but it's too hard to say that way.
Right.
We Americans say anxious.
对，中间的发音给漏掉了，不用发了。Anxious.
Right, anxious.
Okay, step one, listen carefully.
Anxious.
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 Step two, repeat.
Anxious.
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 Step three, let's yell together. One, two, three. Anxious.
Anxious.
Anxious. 第一个句子，他很担心自己考试会不及格。
He was anxious that he may have failed the exam.
Number two, 我听说过李老师很多事，很渴望见到他。
I've heard a lot about Teacher Lee. I'm anxious to meet him.
Slowly,
I've heard a lot about Teacher Lee. I'm anxious to meet him.
Number four, 语言。又是一个常见的，但是大多数人读不准的单词。
Language.
Slowly.
Language.
我还是请 Jim 老师唱出来 ，sing it.
Language, language, language.
他会说多种外语，包括俄语。
He can speak many foreign languages.Including Russian.
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 Slowly.
He can speak many foreign languages, including Russian.
Quickly.
He can speak many foreign languages, including Russian.
Jim can speak many foreign languages, including Japanese.
私は日本語は悪いですね。
My Japanese is very poor.
Great. Number five. 生气的，愤怒的。
Angry.
也是一个很难读准的单词。Step one. Listen carefully.
Angry.
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 第一个重要句子，我一生中从未这样生气过。
I've never been so angry in my life.
Slowly.
I've never been so angry in my life.
Quickly.
I've never been so angry in my life.
Shout it!
I've never been so angry in my life.
Number two. 如果我晚回家，我父母会生气的。
My parents will be angry with me if I get home late.
Is that true?
Very true.
看来中美两个国家都差不多。OK, 我们请 Jim 老师唱出来 ,sing it.
My parents will be angry with me if I get home late.
Number six, 英语。
English.
Wow, 我才发现。很多人读英语读不对的是英格历史 should be English.
English.
OK, 我们来进行 step one. Listen carefully.
English.
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 Step 2. Repeat. 跟着我们大声读。
English.
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 Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
English.
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 英语是一门非常有用的语言。
English is a very useful language.
Slowly.
English is a very useful language.
English is a very useful language. Number 7. 歌手
Singer.
Slowly.
Singer.
很难读 Singer. Step 1. Listen carefully.
Singer.
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 Step 2. Repeat.
Singer.
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 Step 3. Let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
Singer.
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 Singer. 你最喜欢的歌手是谁？
Who's your favorite singer?
Oh, this is the question I really want to ask you. So, Jim, who is your favorite singer in America?
My favorite singer in America? Probably Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. And how about China?
I would say Zhang Xueyou.
Oh, Zhang Xueyou 是我们 Jim 老师最喜欢的歌手。Okay, 下面是 Jim 的 favorite sentence.
I enjoy being a singer because I really enjoy singing songs.
Slowly.
I enjoy being a singer because I really enjoy singing songs.
Quickly.
I enjoy being a singer because I really enjoy singing songs.
Could you sing it, please?
I enjoy being a singer.Because I really enjoy singing songs.
Sounds so beautiful.
Thank you.
Could you sing a song now?
Sing
a song
now. A song now. In English or in Chinese?
I don't know.
遥远的夜空有一个弯弯的月亮
Do you think singing Chinese songs is helpful for Chinese?
Very, because they contain a lot of the same words and phrases.
Oh, 唱歌对 Jim 老师学中文起到了非常关键的作用。
Of course, the Cantonese songs are more difficult.
Yeah, 广东话的歌曲更加难。Could you sing part of it?
当靠你没当忙我也告诉我有默然带着来了很深一层恩没走。
Wow, sounds very standard to me.
Yeah, that's my favorite song from my favorite singer, Zhang Xueyou.
是他最喜欢的一首歌，来自于最喜欢的歌手张学友。Number 8, 拿来，带来。
Bring.
Step 1, listen carefully.
Bring.
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 Step 2, repeat.
Bring.
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 Step 3, let's yell together. 1, 2, 3.
Bring.
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 This is also the sound of a telephone.
Yeah.
Bring.
Oh, bring. 这倒是一个非常好的联想。
An old telephone.
Old telephone. 第一个句子，你让我发挥出自己最好的一面。
You bring out the best in me.
Number 2, 把那本书给我。
Bring me the book.
Number 3,欢迎你带你的妻子来参加聚会。
You're welcome to bring your wife to the party.
Number 4, 我可以带一个朋友来参加聚会吗？
Is it all right if I bring along a friend to the party?
Jim 老师特别奉献。
Thank you for bringing me this book.
Number 9, 在什么什么之间。
Among.
Slowly 3 times.
Among.Among
among.
第一个句子，你们不要内讧。
Don't fight among yourselves.
第二个句子，沈阳是中国最大的工业城市之一。
Shenyang is among the largest industrial cities in China.
Number 10, 舌头，语言，这是一个重要的单词。
Tongue,
tongue,
tongue.
我请吉姆老师读三遍 three times slowly.
Tongue, tongue, tongue.That's a funny sounding word, isn't it? Now that I think of it, I've been saying this all my life, and I just realized that's a very funny sounding word.
Yeah, 听起来非常滑稽的一个单词。
It also tickles my nose if I say it correctly.
对，让我的鼻子很痒痒。Number one, 安静。
Hold your tongue.
Equals, keep quiet.
Shut up.
Oh, shut up.
Oh. Keep quiet. Enough out of you.
Yeah. Number two.口腔肌肉训练对于学习外语是非常重要的。
Tongue muscle training is very important in learning a foreign language. Wow, there are a lot of ns in there, aren't there?
Right. 非常具有挑战性的句子，我请金老师慢速再读一遍。Slowly, one more time.
Tongue muscle training is very important in learning a foreign language.My nose tickles now after saying that sentence.
Right. Number three. 我记不起他的名字，就在嘴边，想不起来。
I can't remember his name at the moment, but it's on the tip of my tongue.
Right.
That's a very useful idiom.
对，非常有用的成语。慢速 slowly one more time.
I can't remember his name at the moment, but it's on the tip of my tongue.
Quickly.
I can't remember his name at the moment, but it's on the tip of my tongue.
Jim's favorite sentence.
England is not my mother country, but English is my mother tongue.
Very interesting. 疯狂集中操练 Number one.
Thank.
感谢 Number two.
That just sounds silly, doesn't it?
Yeah. I give up with you from just the...
Okay, all right.
Well, too much.
Forget the... let me just say the word. Conquer.
征服. Number three.
Anxious.
忧虑的. Number four.
Language.
语言. Number five.
Angry.
生气的. Number six.
English.
英语 Number 7
Singer
歌手 Number 8
Bring
带来拿来 Number 9
Among
在什么之间 Number 10
Tongue
我请 Jim 老师从第一个读到第十个 Quickly
Thank, conquer, anxious, language, angry, English, singer, bring, among, tongue
请大喊一句
Chinese is my favorite language
ChineseIs my favorite language. 中文是我最喜欢的语言。第二部分，特别奉献。What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
请听我们的精彩录音。
What are you doing now? What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?Now.
What are you doing now?
What are you doing now?
Let's get crazy!
What are you doing now?
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 第三部分，十大练嘴精品句 ，Number One， 英语在世界各地广泛使用。
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
Step One, listen carefully. 第一步，请仔细听 Jim 老师的美妙发音。
The English language is commonly used all.Over the world.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
Step 2. Repeat. 跟着我们读这个长句子。
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
Step 3. Let's yell this sentence together. 1, 2, 3.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.The English language is commonly used all over the world. The English language is commonly used all over the world.
下面有请 Jim 老师唱出来。
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
Quickly.
The English language is commonly used all over the world.
经过反复的折磨和训练，我相信你一定可以脱口而出这个句子。Number two, 我喜欢读书，听音乐。
I like reading and listening to music on Sundays.
因为时间的关系，我们就不进行三步了，大家可以自我训练。下面我请 Jim 老师慢速再读一遍 ，slowly.
I like reading and...Listening to music on Sundays.
Quickly.
I like reading and listening to music on Sundays.
Sing it, please.
I like reading and listening to music on Sundays.
Number three. 情况在好转。
Things are looking up.
Slowly.
Things are looking up.
Quickly.
Things are looking up.
Sing it.
Things are looking up.
Number four. 你英语进展如何?
How are you getting along with your English?
Slowly.
How are you getting along with your English.
Quickly.
How are you getting along with your English?
Sing it.
How are you getting along with your English?
Number five. 今天早上我在练习英语。
I was practicing my English this morning.
Slowly.
I was practicing my English this morning.Morning.
Quickly.
I was practicing my English this morning.
Sing it.
I was practicing my English this morning.
It's time to turn the tape. 现在该翻盖了。